This is KLCC News. I'm Desmond O'Boyle. The city of Springfield is partnering with the iconic television show The Simpsons to bring the family to downtown on a mural. The show is celebrating its 25th anniversary. It's the longest-running scripted show currently still on the air. The critically acclaimed show featuring Homer, Bart, Maggie, and Lisa is set in Springfield. Simpsons producer Al Jean says they have always been vague about which state the show is set in.
The truth about Springfield, Oregon is when Matt Groening grew up in Oregon, he saw a show, Fathers Knows Best, which was set in Springfield, and he thought, oh, wow, it's right over there, not realizing it was just Springfield. There was no state attached, and that's kind of what he wanted to do with The Simpsons.
Jean says Groening's hometown of Portland has played a significant role in shaping the show.
Some of the characters are named after Portland streets. Krusty the Clown is based loosely on Rusty Nails, who was an Oregon clown of Matt's boyhood.
Hi, boys and girls. Come on board the Krusty the Clown show.
In 2007, The Simpsons reached a milestone, the debut of a full-length movie. A contest was put out to determine which Springfield was home to The Simpsons. Gene says Groening wasn't pushing for any town to win.
He was afraid if Springfield, Oregon won, he thought, oh, people would think I had it rigged. So I think when Springfield, Vermont won, because they had the video that people thought was the best, he thought, well, you know, then people, it's good that people won't think I, you know, tried to shift it.
I'm going to destroy Springfield.
Springfield Communications Manager Neil Lodotti says they had been looking to connect with Groening's Oregon heritage.
We've looked at fan festivals in the past. We've looked at pop-up stores. We looked at kind of doing some nonprofit posters. We couldn't quite find the right thing until we brought up almost a year ago this idea of a mural. And Matt loved that idea.
Lodotti says once a contract was finalized between the city and 20th Century Fox, the working relationship was very fluid.
And you kind of think of the Hollywood stereotype, when in fact it's like a few great people that work there. There's not this huge team. It's like the same guy, Julius, was working on the Lego episode, and he's also working on this mural at the same time. So it's just, it was a very positive experience.
Lodotti says the city and the Simpsons team at Fox were determined to produce a quality, unique piece.
To see the first version that came out that was pretty good, I mean, it was good, but it could have been anywhere USA. And then to see the final version that you look at and go, that is Oregon. That's totally Oregon. That's awesome.
The piece has not been released to the public because Lodotti says it is still being colorized. Fox's Vice President of Animation, Julius Priet, will oversee the mural, which will be located on the west side of the Emerald Arts Center. Lodotti says unlike the original art recently painted at Eugene's new Washington Jefferson Skate Park, Fox needs someone to follow the design specifically to their standards.
Ay, caramba!
And so we'll need a contractor or muralist who can do that. And that's where any funding is going to go. It's going to go to pay someone local, hopefully, but if not, someone, an artist or a contractor to repaint it, to bring it to life. 20th Century Fox has not charged us for any of the work they've done, and I know their artists have put in hours and hours to get this just right.
The mural is expected to be completed and unveiled in September. Producer Al Jean says there may be a surprise in store.
What Matt said is that he's going to sneak in the middle of the night and sign it. He hopes he's not arrested.
Lodotti says Springfield residents would be thrilled if Groening attended the unveiling. For KLCC News, I'm Desmond O'Boyle.